Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Colombo. And I'm telling you, the world is spinning so fast, we can hardly keep up, right? So because we can hardly keep up trying to survive, trying to pay our bills, trying to keep a roof over our families' heads, trying to put food on the table that's skyrocketing, trying to put gasoline in your cars to go back and forth to work, take your kids back and forth to school, pay for daycare, and struggling to pay the skyrocketing utilities. Since Biden took office, everything is skyrocketing. But I remember when Obama said, and Hillary also stated, that they would skyrocket electricity and bankrupt the coal mining states. And I will not forget that, and you shouldn't forget that either. And so let's get started, because I know you're very busy and you cannot possibly, like myself, read everything that is happening in our country and to our country by very greedy, very evil people, and some who may have been blackmailed or compromised or got caught up in the greed. So let's just get started right with this breaking. The 23 senators and representatives who sold us out to China identified. Help expose these traitors. Well, I'm happy to help. And this is on the Beltway Report, so you can also download it, read it, share it, and you can keep a copy for your records. Don't want to forget the names. As time has gone on, it has become abundantly clear that those very people we trusted to preserve and protect the Constitution of the United States of America have failed to do so. And I want to add, not only have they failed to do so, everything they've done should be null and void and unconstitutional, unlawful, and illegal. They are not working for the people anymore. They are working for themselves. They are not imposing the will of the American people. They are imposing their will on the American people. And they are in bed with many on Wall Street who are billionaires, and they are compromised and taking huge donations, especially throughout the Democrat Party. And MSM should be ashamed of themselves, and BBC and PBS and Facebook and Twitter for, I don't know how they're doing it. Where's the FCC? Where are the senators? Why aren't they deregulated? No one on Wall Street should be allowed to control the public airwaves just because they can buy airtime. And no one on Wall Street should be able to silence the American people, because that should be null and void, unconstitutional. They are CEOs. They are not elected officials. They do not control the public airwaves, but they're being allowed to control the public airwaves. They have hijacked our public airwaves through cable companies, and those airwaves are taxpayer funded and belong to we the people. They should be sending us royalties every month for hijacking our public airwaves. and they have no authority as CEOs of corporations unless the FCC and the entire government allow them to hijack our public airways. If you recall in the past, you could plug in your television set and you could listen to 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, and public TV. Now you can't listen to anything because they hijacked us and we have to pay to watch television and cable and so forth. So what about our taxes? Why are we still paying for public airways if they are no longer available to the American people to access? Or are we allowed to listen to international and national doctors and scientists who oppose anything that these billionaires who bought up the airtime and Dr. Fauci and George Soros and Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and CDC director and WHO director are the only people that are allowed to speak, and you cannot say anything that opposes anything they say or question them, or you are cut off of Facebook and Twitter. You are deplatformed. I was on there for 12 years, never had a problem until Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, George Soros, and anyone who agreed with them control of our public airways and our televisions and cable televisions and social media. So in order, it says, to pull off this, off the CCP needed to compromise members of our government, and don't think that we don't have compromised government officials, because many on the left, maybe some on the right, I don't know, but many on the left have been secretly working with communist China, including many of the corporations on Wall Street who became billionaires using slave labor and honeypots over in China, and visit there secretly with even with their spouses and their family members, making secret deals. Everybody knows it now, and everybody should be very, very concerned about the CCP and China and allowing the wealthy and Fauci's friends to donate and pay communist China, who is a foreign enemy threatening to attack us, threatening to take over our country, and to use a bioterrorist lab over there, whatever you want to call it, biochemical lab over there. Everyone knew it was careless. They were very careless in that particular lab. They know the scientists there cannot speak out against the government or tell the truth because they will disappear. And but Dr. Fauci says he trusts them 100%, but he doesn't trust any in Western civilization question him or oppose his agendas. That's really stunning that he trusts communist scientists under the thumb of CCP and Chinese leaders, but he doesn't trust the differences and the cures or the suggestions or recommendations by American or European or Canadian or Australian scientists who may speak out, because they are also silenced on MSM and social media. The article says, would you be surprised to know that 15 of the 23 culprits that Peter Schweizer identifies are Republicans? After seeing that the GOP did what the GOP did to Trump and the America First movement, I have to say I am less than shocked. So this is what Breitbart reported. Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President Peter Schweizer's latest investigative expose red-handed how American elites get rich helping China win, reveals how 23 former U.S. senators and congressmen have lobbied for Chinese military or intelligence-linked companies after leaving office. These, to me, are not loyal Americans. You cannot be loyal to communist China and loyal to the Constitution and America. That is not possible. You can only have one master that you can be loyal to. Many lawmakers cash in after leaving office by becoming lobbyists for corporations, especially in big pharma, where they approve a prescription drug, where they approve jabs and now experimental jabs and faulty PCR testing and faulty masks that contain ethylene oxide, all made in China, where these investors who have lots of money in mostly the Democrat Party, and some rhinos maybe, but all the blue states and the governors and many in Congress and bankers have and did invest in the mask made in China and in the PCR tests made in China back in 2018. Way before it was even announced in 2019. That's what I call planning and a planned endemic. And there is a presidential order going all the way back to 2006 that I read in 2009 and posted on Facebook about the plandemic and the civil unrest that was being planned, along with the summer camps to take away the right-wing extremists to be reprogrammed like they do in communist China or Middle East, let's say, because we're surrounded by anti-American foreigners who the Democrats have been flying into our country and migrating through the open borders, which is a violation of both federal and state laws, unlawful, illegal, unconstitutional. Illegal immigration is not racist. Illegal immigration is the law of the land, and it's being violated. It is also a violation to harbor, aid, and abet, and fund illegals in the United States of America. And they can call it whatever they like, but it is unconstitutional, illegal, unlawful, and a crime on the United States law book. So many lawmakers cashed in after leaving office by becoming lobbyists for big pharma or other corporations. And, you know, they meet behind closed doors, so they are not transparent. We don't know what kind of deals they're making behind closed doors, which should be transparent. And there should be a video in there, too. And it should not be altered in any way of the offers that the big pharma or other corporations are making to our elected taxpayer-funded officials who also get quirks and vacation pay and Cadillac health insurance and lifetime pensions paid by the American people. They shouldn't be making deals to become wealthy to create their wealthy family dynasties while in public office. And they shouldn't be accepting jobs with big pharma for big bucks just to approve a drug or a vaccine or an experimental injection with a secret Pfizer trade secret formula, as well as mRNA, genetically engineered organism gene therapy with unknown consequences to the population of the world and unknown consequences of the trade secret formula because it's a secret. Nobody knows what's in it. And apparently the government doesn't care because they allowed people to be injected with a trade secret formula that isn't disclosed to date to the best of my knowledge. Shouldn't you know what they're injecting into your children, into your babies, into your teenagers, into young adults, athletes, into young and old, and into pregnant women? I mean, no one knew what was in the Kool-Aid over in Africa when Jim Jones, by gunpoint, told them all to drink the Kool-Aid. Well, here, they're telling us to either get jabbed or else have ethylene oxide stuck up our nose every 3 days if you want to go visit a parent in a hospital or a nursing home or some other loved one, or you want to go to school or go to work. And ethylene oxide, you can look it up on their website, the FDA, the CDC, whichever, and they tell you that it can affect your lungs and your breathing and do much more harm. So if you swallow it or ingest it or breathe it in, you're supposed to call 911. Isn't that interesting? Many lawmakers cash in. Remember that. Many lawmakers cash in by becoming lobbyists for corporations and special interests. So let's see. However, Schweitzer's book reveals that many former congressional leaders, committee chairmen, and rank-and-file members are lobbying for Chinese intelligence and military-linked companies. Gee, and we wonder why we're hacked? Seriously? First of all, we had 33,000 emails gone from the government's possession. And then we had 650,000 government emails on Huma's husband's laptop, whose parents worked for the Muslim Brotherhood. And then we have Speaker Pelosi, according to the news, calling the military, asking for them to turn over the codes to her. And then she's ripping up the State of the Union behind the back of President Trump on worldwide television, insulting the entire nation and disrespecting a duly elected president of the United States by we the people, whether you like a president or not. That is totally disrespectful. And we can go on and on and on with their antics. So the following 23 members of Congress, the majority of whom are Republicans, have lobbied for Chinese military or intelligent link companies. Who do these people love? It doesn't sound like they love America. Speaker of the House John Boehner, Republican in Ohio. Boehner's advocacy for China began right as he became Speaker of the House and Republicans gained a historic majority. In 2011, Congress was in the midst of passing a currency manipulation bill, the Currency Exchange Oversight Reform Act. Oh, they give these such lovely names. They always seem so beneficial to we the people when in fact they are not. This is to hold China accountable for keeping its currency artificially low, thus making it easier to boost its exports. And now, outsourcing and globalism under the Bill and Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder and Janet Reno and all the Democrats who loved globalization and Wall Street because they could use slave labor and make higher profits. And so now they're withholding the chips for the auto industry, and their new automobiles haven't been sent to the lots because they don't have the chips to complete the new automobiles because China is hammering on down on their heads, withholding those chips. And they're also, when exporting things, whatever they are exporting into America, are charging higher tariffs. China is not our friend. Industry is hurting. Now, whether this is a ploy to force everyone to purchase a electric car or else take public transportation or walk or ride your bike so they can continue to track everybody, because China owns quite a bit of the lithium batteries that run the electric cars. They also own a lot of our copper. And they also established two-way communications in China and America when Obama was president, with Biden as vice president and Hillary as secretary of state, and John Kerry and John Brennan and all the same people who have been longtime associates in office. And then they were allowed to secretly build one over in Iran, another anti-American nation who threatens to blow us right off the face of the map. And then John Kerry and Barack Obama did everything in their power to fund $150 billion of our taxes to a foreign enemy nation of Iran who threatens to wipe us off the face of the map. Along with China, and Iran and China are now buddies. And people wonder why we're hacked. How could you possibly wonder when we have so many people compromised in public office or on Wall Street who love communism, socialism, Marxism, and not Americanism? But why are they here? Why don't they just all pack up and move to China, move to Iran, move to Russia, where they write fake dossiers for Hillary and where Hillary sells them 20% of our uranium secretly, which belongs to the American people who paid for it, and then she got to keep all the money? Gee, I wonder why the middle class is being wiped out. I can't even imagine how this is all happening. And I'm not a rocket scientist, asking questions. China subsequently hired Squire Patton Boggs, one of D.C.'s most influential law firms, for $35,000 per month to block the bill. That was the Currency Exchange Oversight Reform Act. God, could they make it any longer? SPB registered as a foreign agent of the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. after decades of close ties to the Chinese government. The Chinese currency manipulation bill sailed through the Senate with a 63-35 vote, featuring strong bipartisan support. However, Boehner would not allow the bill to come to the House for a vote, even though half of the House Republican conference and an overwhelming number of Democrats supported the bill. He even argued that the bill would lead to a trade war. Schweitzer said it should be no surprise that when Boehner retired from public office in 2015, he joined SPB as a strategic advisor to American and foreign clients. SPB advised and helped Beijing navigate issues that will threaten their interests, according to Schweitzer. This includes guidances on the defense appropriations process, the 2020 general election, and American policy on Hong Kong, Taiwan, Xinjiang, human rights, immigration, trade, and sanctions legislation. Boehner's firm has also advised for Chinese government-linked corporations such as ChemChina, China Railway, Stock Corporation, Huawei, and Wanhua Chemical Group. Chinese state-owned media often quotes SPB attorneys. Always trust your attorney, right? Sorry about that. Who are often critical of trade and technology restrictions on Chinese firms working in the United States. Why are they even working in the United States? SPB also has strong ties to the highest echelons of the Chinese government. Nick Chan, a senior partner for SPB in China, is also a member of the ruling National People's Congress, NPC. The NPC is the highest organ of state power in People's Republic of China, SPB explained recently. Number two, Senator Tim Hutchinson, Republican from Arkansas. Representative Rodney Frelinghuysen, Republican from New Jersey. Number four, Representative Albert Wynn, Democrat in Maryland. Number five, I'm really disappointed here, Representative Ed Royce, Republican from California. Senator Majority Leader, very disappointed here, Trent Lott, Republican from Mississippi. Senator John Breaux, Democrat from Louisiana. Representative Jeff Denham, Republican in California. Representative Bart Gordon, Democrat from Tennessee. Number 10, Senator Norman Coleman, Representative of, Minnesota. Number 11, Senator Joe Lieberman, Democrat from Connecticut. Number 12, Representative John Christensen, Representative from Nebraska. Number 13, Representative Connie Mack, Representative Republican from Florida. Number 14, Representative Don Bonker, Democrat from Washington. Number 15, Representative Cliff Stearns, Republican from Florida. Representative Lee Terry, Republican from Nebraska. Representative Jack Kingston, Republican from Georgia. Senator David Vitter, Republican from Louisiana. Representative Toby Moffitt, Democrat from Connecticut. Representative Rick Balcher, Democrat from Virginia. Senator Barbara Boxer, no surprise here, Democrat from California. Representative Charles Bustany, Republican from Louisiana. 23, Senator William Cohen, Republican from Maryland. So there you have it. There you have it. And that is very disappointing, to say the least. So let's move on. Why not? Let's just keep moving on to our wonderful country that is being taken down by Communist China, CCP. Let's see. If I can, yeah, all righty. All these wonderful scientists who are making megabucks swimming in cash. Let's see, the Epic Times, great newspaper here, says Center for COVID Control faked COVID-19 test results. Lawsuit. It's by Zachary Stieber. COVID-19 testing company faked test results, didn't have licenses to operate testing sites, according to a new lawsuit. Now, if Americans don't believe that they aren't being hijacked, this isn't the biggest hoax ever played on America and the world, well, you must live under a rock. The Center for COVID Control claimed to provide COVID-19 tests throughout Washington State for free, and promised to provide results within 48 hours. But in reality, the company gathered patient insurance information and provided invalid COVID-19 test results. Or this is serious, but it's so it's so criminal, I can't even hardly read it. Okay, or they provided no results at all, according to the 14-page lawsuit filed in King County Superior Court by Washington State Attorney General Robert Ferguson. Former employees told prosecutors that the company, which lacked licenses to operate in much of the state, was not able to process all the tests it received, and owners are accused of refusing to hire more workers. This is just amazing. It's stunning. Instead, the company allegedly stored tests in garbage bags for over a week rather than refrigerating them. And backdated, this is so absurd, and backdated collection dates so the samples could still be processed. Oh, boy. Don't you feel so safe in America now? I mean, don't you feel like you could get that test and it is just so accurate and you are either positive or you are either negative? And boy, is that accurate, right? Wrong. So, as trash bags of tests piled up and my team was instructed to lie to patients on a daily basis, I had enough. I first requested a demotion from my shift lead position, and shortly after that, I quit. One ex-worker who was based in Illinois told the prosecutors. You should see all the bags and the boxes, too. You got to look this one up. Just tragic. Center for COVID Control contributed to the spread of COVID-19 when it provided false negative results, Ferguson said in a statement. These sham testing centers threaten the health and safety of our communities. They must be held accountable. How many are there? I mean, just imagine, this country is huge. How many are there that are just in it for the money? The company hasn't responded to requests for comments. In January, the Center for COVID Control's founder and CEO, Elia Siaj, S-I-Y-A-J, announced that the company would suspend operations between January 14th and January 22nd due to unusually high patient demand that had caused staffing shortfalls. In an update on January 20th, the company said it was extending its pause on operations. As previously announced, CCC is using this operational pause to train additional staff on sample collection and handling, customer service and communications best practices, as well as compliance with regulatory guidelines. CCC will provide an update on reopening plans when appropriate, the company said in a statement. The Washington State suit asks the court to penalize the company in the form of civil penalties and block it from administering or processing COVID-19 tests in the state of Washington. The Center for COVID has about 300 test sites across the nation and 13 in the state. 300, I told you, 300 test sites. With faulty administration. The company's Illinois headquarters was raided by federal agents in January, several days after Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison sued it for alleged false advertising. That complaint, filed in Minnesota District Court, said numerous Minnesota residents have not received any test results from defendants after submitting samples, let alone within the time frames promised by defendants. So there you have it. I mean, you don't know if you were actually had COVID or you didn't have COVID. So how many of those? 300 across the country. Well, there you go. All about the money. It's all about the money. And they don't care about you or me or the children. They want to jab everyone. They want to test everyone because $200 a test. And I even heard a rumor, it's alleged that the airlines were getting $400 for every jab. And that many of these CEOs on Wall Street are invested in the mask and in the faulty PCR test from China, made in China. And then Speaker Nancy Pelosi makes the United States senators and congressional members wear a mask made in China. with a slap in the face. So let's go on to Invest Brain. That's I-N-V-E-S, Brain, B-R-A-I-N. Fauci knew about likely lab leak from secret teleconference, pushed alternate narrative instead. Fauci knew about likely lab leak from secret teleconference, pushed alternate narrative instead, authored by Katabella, what a pretty name, Katabella Roberts and Joshua Phillip via the Epoch Times. Dr. Anthony Fauci was told in a secret teleconferencing that, and there he is. Dr. Anthony Fauci was told in a secret telephone conference that the CCP virus had very likely leaked from a laboratory in China. Shocking, shocking. Yet still pushed the alternative narrative that it had originated naturally. New evidence allegedly shows. Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, testifies at a Senate Health, Education, and Labor and Pensions Committee on Capitol Hill in Washington on September 23, 2020. Graeme Jennings, cool. Getty Images was the photo. Redacted emails that were recently made public suggest that Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, initiated efforts to cover up evidence, pointing to a laboratory leak as the origin of COVID-19. Evidence suggests that Fauci also actively shaped a highly influential academic paper, first published on February 16, 2020, before later being printed in the prominent science journal Nature, which excluded such a possibility. The article titled "The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2 was co-authored by five virologists, four of whom joined Fauci in February 1, 2020 teleconference. During the phone call, at least three authors of the paper said they were 60 to 80% sure that the CCP virus had originated from a laboratory, something that they also reiterated in emails following the call. At the time, public reports also emerged of a potential leak between the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China and the CCP virus outbreak. Yet these reports were dismissed by Fauci and other medical professionals as conspiracy theorists. Well, of course, do they want to be caught up in worldwide bioterrorist chemical weapon unleashed in communist China? This includes Peter Daszak, founder of Echo Health Alliance. And I read an article online a while back that alleged Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook donated six figures through Echo Health to Fauci's research in the Wuhan lab, as well as other wealthy people, such as allegedly Bill Gates and George Soros and Barack Obama used our U.S. taxes in a grant. And then there were others as well that were alleged to have donated to this virus unleashed at the Wuhan lab. So it says, this includes Peter Daszak, founder of Echo Health Alliance, the nonprofit that funneled United States scientists in Wuhan, and other authors who published a statement that read, quote, "We stand together to strongly condemn conspiracy theories suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin," unquote. Well, you know, everything starts with a conspiracy. This is just what I'm adding here. Everything, whether it's one person, whether it's several people, hundreds of people, thousands of people. It begins with a conspiracy theory. And it's no longer a conspiracy theory once they begin to carry out their theory. So who are the real conspiracy theorists? Because the people questioning them are not conspiracy theorists. They are questioning them because they don't believe everything they're telling the American people and the world. And that's called freedom of speech that Mark Zuckerberg apparently has a conflict of interest and became a political site versus a social site. And what did the senators do about it? To my knowledge, nothing. Why didn't they deregulate them? Why didn't they knock them down a notch so they can no longer think that they can influence elections or healthcare and only allow those who they favor or who are invested in their companies or who buy airtime on their platforms to parrot their narrative while deplatforming and suspending and restrict anyone else who opposes those platforms. That is called communism. Anyway, the article goes on to say, in an interview with Epoch TV's Crossroads program, Jeff Carlson and Hans Monschke, hosts of Truth Over News, said that the latest evidence suggests that Fauci was well aware that the CCP virus had likely leaked from a laboratory in China, but actively pushed an alternative narrative. Well, he pushed that same narrative under oath in a Senate hearing. In fact, I think it was more than one. when he was questioned by Senator Jim Jordan and Senator Rand Paul. Quote, proximal origin takes the firm side of the natural origin for the virus, and it's been used by the media and by government to debunk any talk of a lab leak. As a matter of fact, that's what was used to push back on anybody saying anything like that was established science, Carlson said. Yes, they not only deplatformed President Trump and the many GOP members, but they deplatformed the Rose right here after 12 years of supporting their platform without any problems until I supported President Trump's selection and until I questioned Dr. Fauci's. Quote, well, the first version of proximal origin was finished on the very same day as the teleconference. So just sort of let that sink in. At the time that Fauci and Collins, Natural Institutes of Health head Francis Collins, and Farrar, Jeremy Farrar, the head of the UK's Wellcome Trust, the senior funding, the heads of our health institutions are being told privately that it's anywhere in the range of 60 to 80% likely that the virus has a lab origin. They complete the first draft of proximal origin, which is later used to promote a narrative of a natural origin as opposed to a lab leak origin for the virus, Carlson said. Carlson and Manschke said that despite evidence pointing to the contrary, Fauci then adopted the public stance that he was unaware of the claims that were made by authors on the teleconference. Well, he's supposed to be the most brilliant scientist in the country, and he's been in that position for over 40 years. He makes more money than the President of the United States. You would definitely think that he had enough experience as a seasoned scientist, and he said he is science, to know what is being said on a teleconference. So what's new about these emails are the details that have come out through these unredacted emails. Before, when there was that email dump, all the emails were basically redacted 95% or so are just gray, gray, gray. This is how they cover up in the government. They block out, that's called redacted, they block out words or sentences or paragraphs they do not want the public to read. Seriously, wouldn't that be nice if we went to court and we had a copy of the prosecutor's documents and we could just start blocking out what we don't want the judge or the public to see? Wouldn't that just be something, huh? So now we know what's behind these redactions, some of them, and what we found out is the level of detail that the scientists already knew at the time about the engineered features of the virus, Manchke said. So all the stuff that we found out in the past 2 years, they knew all that on February 1st, 2020. And instead of alerting the world to the fact that there's an engineered virus that's hitting the world, Fauci does the exact opposite. He goes out there and says, no, this is all natural, Manchke said. At a February 3rd meeting at the National Academy of Science, just 2 days after the teleconference with the authors of The Proximal Origin of SARS-2, Fauci was asked to assist in drafting a response letter to an inquiry made by the Trump White House regarding the virus origins. I mean, this is something that not even the best writers, script writers, could write. It's just not something they could make up. It's so crazy and tragic. Again, he doubled down on his stance that the CCP had originated naturally and not from a lab. At a February 3rd meeting at the National Academy of Sciences, just 2 days after the teleconference with the authors of The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, Fauci was asked to assist in drafting a response letter to an inquiry made by the Trump White House regarding the virus origins. Again, he doubled down on his stance that the CCP virus had originated naturally and not from a lab. So right there from the start, Fauci is pushing really hard and in various forums, all in the same direction, natural, natural, natural. But at the same time, not only was he told it's very likely that it came out of the lab, he was told the details. That to me is very fascinating, Manchke said. When asked directly while testifying before Congress earlier this month, Fauci denied having communicated with the authors. U.S. intelligence officials and multiple experts have since obtained evidence suggesting that the CCP virus originated in a lab, but other officials maintain that it has a natural origin. In September, documents obtained by The Intercept in connection with a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit brought by the publication against the National Institute of Health showed that Echo Health Alliance, Peter Daszak, used federal money to fund research into bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then that must be all these wealthy people who put money into Dr. Fauci's research after a moratorium was placed on his research as being too dangerous to continue in the USA. And then they went ahead and funded his research, paid to China at the Wuhan Biochemical Careless Lab, where it was unleashed on the world. And why were they selling PCR test kits and masks made in China in 2018? And why was the fashion world making masks to match fashionable designer clothing in 2018. So these are all questions we're waiting to have answers to. It says that in September, documents obtained by The Intercept in connection with the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit brought by the publication against the National Institute of Health showed that Echo Health Alliance used federal money, that's our taxes, that is tax dollars, to fund research into bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which would mean that we're paying for our own demise. We're paying for our own loss of freedom, liberty, and rights. Well, all these people are making billions and billions of dollars. And they're wiping out the middle class. This is the plan. To make us equally poor with the third world. To reduce the population of the planet because there's too many people, according to these billionaires on the planet. We are no more than bottom feeders. As Obama said, we're too small-minded to control our own lives, to make choices. So the government needs to make them for us. And we know what great choices he made. President Biden was his vice president, and we know what choices he's making today. Which I won't say anything about right now. I think everybody knows what choices he's making because if they don't starve you to death by increasing the cost of food and electricity, then they'll either freeze you out or you'll dehydrate to death because you won't be able to afford to turn on your air conditioner or your heater, which happened in the 1918 Spanish War, flu. It was a war. In the Spanish flu, people did die from thirst, and they did die from dehydration. If they lived in the hot deserts, they didn't have air conditioning, and they didn't always have a good supply of water, especially clean water, or in the farmlands, or they died of freezing in cold weather. And they mostly died from tuberculosis and pneumonia, not from the flu. And they didn't have hot water, or most of these people didn't have hot water and clean water. And they were wearing these masks that cut off their oxygen supply, and they weren't breathing out their carbon monoxide. And so they weren't naturally breathing to get enough oxygen into their lungs. That keeps the lungs healthy, and it keeps your cells healthy and your organs and your brain and your immune system. That's why God created the nose and the mouth and oxygen and called it the breath of life. He didn't tell us to put a covering over our nose and mouth so we can't breathe in the breath of life and exhale carbon monoxide. But Bill Gates said he intends to reduce carbon monoxide down to zero by 2050. How's he going to do that? Think about that for a moment. Because he's a big donor. He has donated millions for decades to CDC, to WHO, to the EU, to the Democrat Party, especially all key people, including George Soros, who's done the same. So let's George Soros donated through his nonprofits and super PACs to create BLM and train them up, Marxist organization, anti-Americans, and BLM, Antifa, communist organizations, anti-Americans. There you have the civil unrest, and then you have the pandemic. And then you have the private prisons and FEMA camps that were built around the country secretly with our tax dollars as another part of our, as part of this puzzle of which they refer to the right as the right-wing extremists. So the goal is to get rid of the right-wing extremist party and to only have one party, which would be a communist, Marxist, socialist, Muslim Brotherhood mixture, I guess, of the New World Order tyrannical leaders who will rule with an iron fist, whoever survives this nightmare. So that was that one. Let's see how much time. We don't have much time left here. So let's move on. States faced financial ruin. Now they're swimming in cash. Look what COVID did for these people. As the coronavirus tore across America last spring, elected leaders and economists feared the worst. The pandemic and resulting financial turmoil would devastate the budgets of states across the nation. Governors pleaded with Washington for a massive bailout. States borrowed billions to close the gap, and Mitch McConnell told them all to go bankrupt. Now, it's American way, right? Now, cash is raining down on state capitals as the economy rebounds faster than virtually anyone expected. Well, it's not raining down on the middle class. Hello? Anything they gain in an increase in pay, they're putting out in electricity and water and trash and food. The rich got richer as the stock market boomed. Businesses are begging workers to come back, juicing pay, raising prices to cover the costs. And Congress in the end did come through with the mountain of aid meant to plug deficits from Honolulu to Augusta. Governors and lawmakers who months ago thought they would be making they would be making deep cuts in their budgets are instead facing the very unusual problem, how to spend bundles of money. Well, it's not even their money, so why don't they just refund it back to the middle class? These state leaders, emboldened by the brighter tax revenues and the hundreds of billions of dollars provided by the federal government, are launching transportation projects, cutting stimulus checks, and even paying down debt. No one would have ever dreamed that we would have this kind of funding, said New Jersey Senator President Steve Sweeney, a Democrat whose state just enacted a budget with a multi-billion dollar surplus. That's not to say the needs weren't significant or that every state has since seen the same surge in revenue, all incurred massive costs from the pandemic and the need for social programs only increased as the poorest Americans were hit the hardest. But the rich got richer. So hallelujah. How about that? We're so happy that Dr. Fauci is making more money than the President of the United States. He owns patents. He is on the Wall Street, Big Pharma, with making money from all the vaxes and all this wonderful never-ending experimental and trial injections. Now they're so greedy, they don't have enough, so they want to inject children, babies, pregnant women. It is the never-ending COVID cult communist industrial complex, in my opinion. And on that opinion, I have to say we've come to the end of this trail for today. But tomorrow we'll have a very special guest on. We're going to have Preston Rindell. He was Mr. Universe and Mr. World. He is a healthy guy and a strong bodybuilder, businessman, author of Room Full of Killers. Boy, is that appropriate for today. I can tell them where there's a room full of killers. Let's see. And, you know, remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. but together we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday. And God bless you and your family and America and the freedom fighters around the world. Don't give up. We know you're there. We hear your cries. We're doing our best to get America back on track so we can help you be free in your countries too. We're all one big family. We're all brothers and sisters. We all were created by God, whether people believe it or not, doesn't matter to me. We were all created by God. And God is watching the evil, and God is going to intervene, and he is intervening. And so don't give up hope. Never give up. And don't be afraid. Fear is your biggest enemy. So you can't fight back peacefully, legally, constitutionally, if you're fearful. And I want to let you know also, pray for our law enforcers and our Border Patrol, ICE, sheriff, police, doing a very dangerous job today with millions of unidentified people pouring into our country. Very frightening, scary thing to be happening. And so we need to pray for them because they're working a very difficult job. And pray for our military because since the jabs were rolled out, there's 1,000% increase in injuries. So we'll talk about that later. But I want you to keep them in your prayers. So God bless you. God bless America. And remember, God is victorious, and God will always be victorious. So you'll be victorious, too, as long as you stay on the right track.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.